Five Rolls, a Fallout tabletop podcast.
Let's go!
The jackals themselves are those kind of large-sized, mangy mutts that you would expect. They have wide mouths that kind of like hang out. Their tongues are hanging out of their mouth. Their teeth are misshapen. The patchy fur all around. And they are circling the saloon. The rain hits the top of the roof, but then you hear a scuttering on the top of the roof. And you hear kind of a clunk, and then you hear nothing. And then all of the sudden, your teeth start to hurt as a lightning strike strikes down onto the roof of the saloon itself. Could you all please do a agility plus athletics for a difficulty 2 for me? All of you.
Oh. Like this.
I am a big robot boy.
Oh.
Man.
He's big. He's robot. He's boy. He's big.
All right. So, Frankie, you managed to get the 2 successes, so you avoid this. Abel gets 1 success. He doesn't avoid it. Let's see. Hazel gets 0 successes. And Punchy gets 0 successes with the complication. What happens is a fragmine explodes, and so you all take from above the explosion of the fragmine on top of the roof. You all take 7 physical damage to your torso. Everyone gets it to their torso. 7 physical damage, and with that blast, Frankie, you managed to kind of dodge out of the way of all this. Punchy, you're knocked prone, so that your next turn, treat it like a stun. You've been effectively stunned. That's your complication. But then you realize after this blast clears and the wood, kind of carries away, that now the roof is open and it's raining in the saloon. And you know what that means. It's lightning time. So we will start with your all's turn. You see the layout of the battle. You see what you have. And your turn is first.
I think I have the highest initiative at 14.
Well, I think doesn't matter who goes first.
Doesn't matter.
Pick and anybody choose, can go first.
So we can figure out what's going to be best. So as far as movement, is movement just going to be like a minor action as 1 square?
Yes, pretty
because
much.
Because that moves somebody if they're close. Okay, all right.
Actually, I would say a minor action would be 2 squares, because that's what I'm using as, like, a minor would be 2, actually. 2 squares.
What is the distance of the Deathclaw to my character based off
how 4 squares.
4 squares, okay. So
4 squares. So it would be at long range for you. The height, the Radjackals would be at medium range for all of you.
So the Deathclaw is at long range.
What's your preferred range, Frankie?
It is long, so that's why I was thinking that one at least is like I could take my best first shot would be against that, and then everything else would be slightly more difficult.
Okay. So here's what I would like to do.
I would point out with a Calmex, I can roll 5 times for each attack. So I'm not too worried about missing, but this is kind of
the most ideal time to be helpful. If I assisted you, it would give you, so I would make like an assist roll or whatever to try to give you an additional success. Would that be beneficial to you? Like if I were to create a distraction so that the Deathclaw turns its attention a little bit and gives you a larger profile to shoot at.
Sure.
Because at this range, there's not much I can do. So if I can do that, okay. So.
Yeah.
GM,
since we're treating this as like a group thing, my thought was to shoot the Deathclaw while it's still far away, damage it before it can come like attack us, essentially. We have the frag mine, so if like the other like jackals or whatever get too close, then we blow that up. We use like the lightning against them. We save some of the lightning for the Deathclaw, but we kind of like worry about the jackals when they get a little bit closer, but the Deathclaw is like scary.
Yeah, so the Fragmite is pressure sensitive, so when essentially they land on that square, boom goes the dynamite. So pretty much the door has a Fragmite in it. When you land on the door square, you know it's there, boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah, all right. So that's what I'm thinking, if you guys are sort of on board with that.
All right, so here's what I will do, since I have an idea of what these jackals are going to do. For my turn, it's going to be really easy. I'm going to use move action or minor action to aim. Just basically get my fist ready. I'm going to ready an action for my major. If a creature gets up here at this door, like gets up in my grill, it's getting punched. Okay. That's my turn.
Nice.
I'll attack the Deathclaw unless there's objections to it while you two think about what you guys want to do.
I'm stunned, so you guys are on your own.
Oh, true. Right. No additional die for now. Does a one hit, one success hit.
Long range, and your
that's
weapon
his
is
better
long
zone.
Class. Yeah, that's your better range. Zone? Yeah, a one would hit, I believe. Okay. Let me double check the...
That's the part that I'm so scared about, is does it have a defensive two?
Oh, no. Oh, it has a defensive two. Oh, no.
All right.
I thought it would be one. No, it's got two.
All right. Let me roll again. I'll just keep rolling them. Or, well, why don't you do your assist first?
So I'm actually using my turn to clock the first one. Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, I get three more chances, so I think I'll probably... There we go. So that hits.
Okay, cool.
I'll roll my damage here. Now, I would like to point out I also have Hunter. So in addition to the listed effects here, I have Vicious applied to the weapon as well.
Okay, cool.
And I don't think I get anything like damage die-wise.
If you spend additional ammo up to the fire rate, you can add damage dice.
I don't think it has any. There's a fire rate of zero, so...
Yeah, so... Yeah.
I don't think that really applies. That's a
holy cow, that's 13 damage.
And yeah,
piercing.
Yeah, you shoot right at this Deathclaw and a bullet just like flies through it. Think like Boone. Like you're pretty much being Boone from New Vegas. Like a bullet just like materializes through this Deathclaw. He looks ticked off. He's pissed off right now. That's kind of what you do. Go ahead.
I also put away my weapon for
your minor action.
Non-lightningness.
Sounds good. Hazel, what are you going to do?
I wish I had some syringes for my syringe right now. But since I don't, I am going to take out one of the can bolos, and I am going to, since it's in that butter zone, I'm going to attempt a long range throw at the Deathclaw.
Okay, long range. All right. So are your, is your weapon long range?
Well, I have the heave ho perk, which means that I can throw stuff that would normally be at medium range, long range.
Oh, there you go. Great.
Yeah.
So you need two successes for that.
Uh-huh. When you make a thrown weapon attack, you may spend one AP if I need to, which I'm going to. Increase the range of the weapon. Okay. All right, guys. Let's hope this works. Let's see. It's on my sheet now. Where is it? Throwing knife. It's not on my sheet. Do you want me to just roll?
Hang on. I'm double checking. It's at the bottom. Oh, it's at the bottom of your
there
sheet.
There it right is. There. I see it.
Right there. Cannibolos. Cannibolos.
Cannibolos.
Click on the name.
I'm going to add one more dice. Okay.
Hey.
Yeah, two successes is a hit, so go ahead and roll that damage.
Yes. Okay. Roll damage.
Oh. Hey.
Yeah, two damage. Right. And hey. It procs. All right. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So now in between, so you all have taken your turn. Hazel, you had a minor action, I believe, to do as well before we end off.
I have a minor action. Since I have thrown the metal thing I was holding, I don't need to put anything away. I am going to, with minor action, attempt to get at least partial cover.
Right. So I'll put you in partial cover.
Thank you.
And it is now the turn. So the way it is we're going to do your turn, the enemy's turn, and then we're going to do lightning strikes.
Nature's turn.
Nature's fury.
No. Yeah, so what these jackals are going to do. So the first one is actually going to go for the door, which we will talk about. The other two are kind of going to surround the area and kind of see what that first one does. So pretty much this is your layout of where the jackals are. The first one's going to go through the door to see what things are going on. And it's actually going to proc your frag mine that you have set up for the jackals. So that means is we do a frag mine attack to see if it'll hit jackals. That's one success of the complication. I don't know how to put a complication on a frag mine that's just going to go off. So it's going to be a hit still. The frag mine is going to do that much damage. It's going to blast that much damage to the jackal. I believe blast, that effect is... I can look it up here. When you make an attack with a blast weapon, you do not target a single opponent. Instead, select a single zone you can see and make the appropriate skill test to attack with a basic difficulty 2. If you succeed, adjust as normal. If you succeed, every creature and other damage outside suffers the weapon's damage. If you fail, your misplaced attack is left effective. So what's going to happen here is this jackal's dead. These two are actually going to take... these two right here are actually going to take three damage to their health as the blast goes off. So that's what the jackals did. Meanwhile, the death claw. Frankie attacked the death claw. Alert, alert, alert. So what the death claw is going to do on his turn is he is going to throw a very heavy object at Frankie.
Oh,
we're gonna see if that's Jesus. It's a one and a three. That's three successes. And then let's see. Let me make sure that I have this right.
It's apparently shaped like a football. It was aerodynamic.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It was a wooden wagon wheel. Like
it was like a great spiral to it. Great aerodynamics.
You have to lob it over the wall, come down.
He threw a hammer.
Yeah. Excuse me, I didn't mean to roll that again. I meant to roll that. So it does 3 physical damage to you, but it does proc the stun effect. And so now
could you roll you are stunned. Lance, please.
Yes, what sir. Location? I will look. It's your right arm.
Thank you. Does 0 damage, but I am stunned. Wait, does it still stun you if it does 0 damage? How does that work?
I'm going to say yes, because like you still...
The blow knocks them down.
Because you're still like, fuck. Yeah, I think that makes sense. I think
when you get shot in with a bulletproof vest, like you're not going to get actually hurt, but you're going to get stunned, my friend. You're going to be like on the floor. You ever get shot with a bulletproof vest? I have all the time. Protecting presidents.
It stings and it leaves a hell of a bruise.
Based off where you work, it might be necessary.
Now it's the lightning's turn to deal with the folk. The only folk in lightning range is the Deathclaw, and so we're going to figure out if the lightning hits him or not. That's really 0 successes, an 18 and a 20 by the Thunderbolt to hit him, so that means he is not hit by the Thunderbolt. And for some reason, nature rolls a complication, so I'm not sure what that means for
nature. What happens to Zeus/Thor?
Yeah,
right. They stub their fucking toe. It really hurts, man. So the lightning does not strike the death claw.
Hurtful.
Meanwhile, you all,
but he'd have to take his turn to get entangled.
Zeus sneezes when he throws the lightning bolt, and it lands somewhere in
Let's back up.
I don't know, Florida.
Let's back way up.
Yeah,
this death claw was stunned. It got hit by the dang bolo.
So track is stunned, but basically it means he's entangled. But I really didn't specify. I didn't actually aim for what to entangle, so the DM has to decide what's entangled.
Well, it moved closer too, so either way, one of those
two
things.
I picture it being wrapped around its neck, where it can't quite get at it.
I spent one of my 25 luck points to do something.
Yeah.
GM luck pull.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Too bad, so sad. Already moved. Anyways, it is now your turn. And you've managed to off one jackal and pretty much injured that other deathclaw. So you may continue.
Well, I'm stuck. So I'm chill.
Are there any jackals in the saloon yet or no?
No, they were waiting to see. They were sending one in to see what would happen, you know. There's a bunch of them.
So I know I have to right myself and perhaps put on a wooden table as a hat to protect me from more lightning. So I think that would probably be how I spend my turn. So it doesn't necessarily matter what order we do that in.
So you want to just wear a wooden table as a hat? Do you want to fashion like an anti-conductive piece just for your person? Is that like what you want to spend here?
Yes, I would like to figure out if there's a way. Is there? Okay, so I'll write myself. And is there anything in arm's length, like a tall metal pole that I could prop up to go with my lightning rod plan, which we did not do, which would have been helpful?
Yeah, there's metal poles, tables, chairs. So if you wanted to like ram a metal pole into a wooden table, then you've got a giant, you know, post-apocalyptic umbrella at that point to protect you from lightning.
And maintain my position at the end of the kill table tunnel.
I'll tell you what, to do that, why don't you roll an intelligence plus repair for difficulty one?
That sounds good. Okay.
And put some AP in your pool, maybe do something.
Intelligence plus repair. And let's roll with my one success.
One success. Yeah, that's great. So you managed to do that. Now, like, you're naturally not going to get stuck by lightning as long as you're holding your pole umbrella.
Yes.
I'll be safe as long as I hold on to this metal pole.
Mary Poppins, y'all.
Your umbrella with an N.
Umbrella.
All right, Hazel and Abel.
I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to hold the line here. I'm going to use a minor action to aim. I'm going to use a major action to ready if any of these jackals come up to the front door. They're getting soft.
You're trying to go into Overwatch right now? Is that what you're trying to do?
I'm pushing Y on the controller to go into Overwatch.
Yeah, we're going to Overwatch. All right. Hazel, what are you doing?
You know what? I probably won't have nearly as much luck the second time, but I am going to try and do that bolo thing again. I'm undercover now, so I'd have to... I'm going to throw one of the bolos at one of these hyenas or jackals.
Okay, yeah. Jackal. Is there a particular one that you want, or you just like whichever one?
Pick whichever one you want. Whichever one is the prettiest.
The prettiest.
Oh, yeah. Which is pretty much whatever.
Hazel.
So two successes.
Nice.
Does that generate an AP?
If it's at medium range, yeah, it does generate AP because I don't think that they have more than one defense.
Middle.
Go ahead and roll damage for that to see if you can proc.
Let's see. Do I have? Is somebody okay with me using one of those AP?
Does that give you?
An extra.
It gives you an extra damage die.
Yep.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
It's fine.
That's lovely.
Nice. Yeah. You completely get this jackal. In fact, hang on. One of the jackals is now dead. You managed to just like absolutely destroy this jackal.
With a bolo. He didn't even take a lightning strike.
Yeah, he's just dead.
Okay.
So
all right, perfect.
So that's your all's turn.
Yep.
The next piece that's going to happen is a jackal's gonna come through the door. So, Jared, if you want to roll your attack.
I would. I'm going to spend an AP to get an extra D20. I was aiming. So
that's an interesting roll. A 5, a 1, and a 20.
So I was aiming, so I'm going to re-roll that 20 here real quick. That is strength armed. So cool. That is 1, 2, 3, 4. That is 5 successes. 5
successes.
Nice.
So that's going to generate 4 action points. And then we'll just we'll roll damage here and see what we get. We get a 6 physical, 4 of its piercing.
Abel is a murder machine.
You just absolutely destroy the jackal as it came through the door.
And then since that that is procs Grim Reaper sprint, that gives us another AP. We're up to 5.
Grimmy. Yep.
I need to roll. When you make an attack which kills, I have to roll an effect. Okay, so if I roll an effect, I add 2 DC. So let me see what we actually do. Oh, okay. So we actually add. Yeah. Okay. So I may have been playing that wrong in the past, but I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, I think that's good.
You just add 2 DP. Yeah. 5 AP in one turn. So
5 AP, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
All right, so the next thing that's going to happen is the two jackals are going to bust through the door again. The first one is going to attack. It's going to attack Jared, who recently killed one. All right. Yeah, 9 and a 1 for 3 successes. That's a hit. The jackal is going to do 1 physical damage to your left arm.
No, it's not.
Interesting. And next up, another one is going to attack Hazel Greenglass. Mm. And they will pull off a success for a hit, and they will do 1 physical damage to your torso.
Okay, I'll soak that. Yep.
The next thing that happens is the Deathclaw actually that was out and about leaps over the broken roof. And into your area. And Frankie, he is going to go for you, the man that attacked, and he is going to use his claws.
Has he spent an action to untangle himself, or is he still wearing a bolo necklace at the moment?
He's wearing a bolo necklace at the moment.
Okay.
Because I don't want to retangle them, because then, you know, I would shatter the illusion of our dear listeners and everyone playing the game. And who wants to do that? Yeah. No one wants to do that. He attacks you with his claws. That's 2 successes. And he does 3 physical damage to you as he's kind of like lumbering over you, Frankie. And now it's.
Can you tell me location?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Location. That's to your torso. 3 physical damage to your torso.
So what's piercing do again? It ignores.
It ignores DR. So
yeah.
Okay. What's your physical DR?
3.
So treat it as 2. So you would one damage would get through. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pshaw.
The next turn is the storm's turn, and it's gonna hit a thunderbolt right now. Bing bong boom. Let's see if we got a hit or not. 0 successes on that one. Zeus, we're gonna hit.
Zeus's allergies are real bad.
So what happens is behind the hyena in the door, a lightning bolt hits the dead carcass of the jackal that has been can boloed. the next thing that's gonna happen. Is another lightning bolt's gonna hit. See? 0 successes. Excuse me. It does not hit because of the 0 successes, but you could tell that it might have hit. It was like gonna charge up that it was gonna hit that area.
No, it's legit. Good.
So now it's your all's turn.
Let me open the bids. I'm going to take a move action to get up in this Deathclaw's grill because we can't be attacking on 2. Like, we can't get sandwiched.
Right, cool.
I'm going to spend an AP to to roll an additional D20.
Jesus.
Great. I'm going to spend a luck point to re-roll that D20. So I had a 20. So that brings me up to 3 successes. And it's a defense 2 creature, so we're up to 6 AP. I am going to roll my damage, and I think I'm going to spend just an additional AP to get one additional damage die here. That was pretty pathetic. So that's 5 physical damage, 2 piercing.
Okay. It's pretty pathetic.
It is pretty pathetic. I'm tempted to spend AP to take another attack, but that'd be pretty selfish. I'm doing what I need to do. That's my turn.
All right, is there an opportunity for me to move somewhere that would be medium range to the Death Claw?
You can jump over.
Would be an opportunity for that. Okay.
Pretty much you can't jump over the Death Claw, but anything else you can move. If you want to get out of range of the Death Claw, you can get it. He doesn't have you pinned or anything.
The dumbass of Adam has run a screen for you.
I can potentially get 3 successes. So my small guns is tagged. It's at a 5, and I can roll 5 dice without spending AP. So I think I should move to medium range and use my strongest gun and try and go for 3 successes.
I mean, do you still want to use an AP because you could potentially generate?
That's what I'm thinking, is use an AP and try for that, and then I can have 3 rerolls depending on what happens.
You're going to do a run and gun.
We're going to do a something here.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and take the AP out of the pool. That leaves us with 4 AP, dear listeners.
I do get 3 successes and a luck, which I am already at top luck, so that's a little unfortunate, but... I guess then we just roll some damage here.
So are you able to move your character, Cody?
Oh, let me see.
Where you
I'm
want
not
to
able to move
range?
Mine.
I don't know. I guess
like physically on roll 20 or like
roll 20.
No, I'm not able to.
No, actually. We don't have a token.
I can't move the token.
Let me set that so that you can move him to where you want him.
I'll move. In front of the door, so I'm kind of like body blocking the jackals from getting inside.
So you can't move exactly where things are, but you could move through them to another spot. So think of it like a board game. Like you can't move to the exact spot that they're at, but you could use if you wanted to use the minor action to move to, you could move diagonally to or what have you.
Whatever. I just somewhere medium range to the Death Claw. If it kind of body blocks the jackals, if there's a location that works for that, like that's fine, but it doesn't really seem like there is. And I still can't move the token, by the way. So that's why I moved it myself.
All right. So, let me, that sound good? Do you like that? All right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
great. So let's roll the damage for this dude. Jesus Christ. All right. So that is 14 damage, with 4 of that being piercing.
All right. That just like pierces through the Death Claw again. He looks even more ticked off. He yells in anger.
Ah!
He doesn't sound like that.
What if he does?
Oh, God! I don't know.
Oh, God!
Stop it, guys! Guys, stop it. You guys suck. Oh, my God.
They're less intimidating when they talk.
Do any of these, are these like crippling him? Like, are these enough to be crippling his body?
No, he is, no. Jesus. Nothing so far has been a crit.
All right.
That's not a crit. Do better.
14 damage isn't a crit? Fuck. All right. Yeah, I think that's better.
Check a DR of a Death Claw.
Yeah, I think I did before. I checked last time, I think.
He punched through 4 of the DR of the Death Claw.
I did punch through 4 DR. Wait.
But they've got a DR of 6, so it's all...
So it's treated as a DR of 2. So it still did like 11... Let's see.
I did 12 13. Damage to it.
Let's break it down here. He's got a piercing and vicious weapon. So he did 13 damage... And ignores.
I don't see the vicious marker here.
Oh, but I have a perk sir, and I pointed this out in the very beginning, Hunter, when I'm attacking, you know, mammal, lizard, insect, whatever, vicious damage effect, if it didn't already have that effect. It doesn't have it, but it gets added to it. So my first one also had it, if you were... didn't count my damage correctly.
I did not count your damage correctly. So
I did point that you in have, the beginning of the encounter.
I goofed it again. Let's all gather around. Now it's my trial. I goofed it again. I did it again. Now explain to me. You've got your four Vault Boy bobbleheads here that proc the effect piercing one. But that doesn't count for all of your damage.
So vicious means that the Vault Boys do count as an additional damage. So that nine that you're seeing needs to have four added to it because of vicious. So it becomes 13. Okay.
Yes.
He also has piercing one. He rolled four effects. So it is going to ignore four physical DR. So if this creature has six physical DR, it now counts as having two DR. 13 minus 2 is 11. Does that track?
The way I understand it, and a total of 13 damage. Four of that already goes through. So you take 4 out of 13. So now it's 11. So 6 minus 11.
4 out of 13 is 9. Oh my God. Please don't tell me you're in a field that requires math.
No, I'm a statistician. So that would be 9. I use a calculator, man. 9 minus 6 would be
3. Well, you might want to break one out because
I'm not. What do you think I am?
This is how you get GM aggro. I'm saving your life, Frankie. Yeah.
What do you think I am? Do you think I go around here? Do you think I at night I'm like, oh well, you know what I love to do tonight is some fucking math. Like, I'd love to sit down with my TI-83 calculator. Let me play some Block Boy together. We can do some Pythagorean theorem.
A squared.
Well, maybe if once in your 27 years of life you'd done that, you'd be able to get this fucking arithmetic right.
This is what piercing says in the rule books. It says ignore X points of the target's DR for each effect rolled, where X is the rating of this damage effect. I pierce one, so it does just outright ignore four of the DR, so the damage should be 11, and the initial attack that I rolled, if that was done incorrectly too, would have been this is pretty far up, but that would have also been so I've done 11 damage to this thing twice in its chest.
Cool. All right,
so 22 damage to this thing's chest. Is the chest critted?
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, I know what the book says, but TI-83 over here might have a different rule in mind.
I did build the character with this in mind. Just
mozzing and beaking people.
All right, you did it. You attacked him. He's alive. He's mad. He went,
I got hit by a bullet, guys. It hurt.
I think Abel and no, Abel's already done some punching. I think it's Punchy Bahoon and Hazel that need to have their turn. So why don't we let the peanut gallery sit and let's talk to some people with some real class here and see what they have to say. Maybe they're not going to grill me about my education, you know? Maybe they'll just have some, like, I would like to really make an umbrella. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds great, you know?
You know, sometimes you just gotta have fun. You gotta just, like, let loose, a little wacky tacky. I barely understand any of this.
Whose Fallout is it anyway, where the hit points are made up and the rolls don't matter? Like,
ta-da-dunch. I understood.
I'll enjoy this.
Love you, Dave.
Frankie and Abel are engaging the Death Claw.
For better or for worse.
Will you marry me, Deathclaw?
Is the Deathclaw dead or alive? I don't know.
Well, somebody already gave the Deathclaw a necklace, so you know.
Well, all right, let's all get on the same page. The Deathclaw has 12 HP left. It has 6 DR.
Oh my God.
That's what we've got.
I don't think I can.
Give me one more turn, team. I got
the curtain has been peeped.
I guess, okay, so is there still a hyena Jackal attacking Hazel? And is there still the one alive by the door that was attacking Abel?
Yeah, both of those guys are alive. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so based on where I am, kind of at the end of the death tunnel by the bar, is the Deathclaw fight happening in front of me?
I think it's wherever Frankie originally was. I don't think Frankie was near you. I think Frankie was trying to aim out the other side of it to get the Deathclaw. So not necessarily right in front of you. But I mean,
Frankie was very Deathclaw focused.
I wouldn't count it as a move if you wanted to get closer to the Deathclaw. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, so, but would it be considered a move if I wanted to get close to, say, the Jackal who's attacking Hazel?
No, I think that you're all kind of in the same area. I think the inside of the saloon is going to be, like, a safe place to move about.
David. Okay.
David.
Then I am going to minor action aim with my perky perk. And I'm going to shoot. So I'm gonna take aim. I'm gonna use my perk of awareness.
Okay. Would you like to spend an AP?
Sorry, my computer's acting weird. Right? Why is it doing that? Let's see what my difficulty will be if I just want to shoot this jackal in its weakest point, which. Based on where it is right now, back of the head. What would work good there?
We've been shooting it in the torso.
All right.
Bellies always tend to be a little on the soft side.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. You are fighting the king of the jackals. The king of the jackals has full armor all over. He doesn't have a weak spot. He's got full armor all over. So I don't know.
Wait,
you're gonna come at me with the eyeball. Rules. You're not fighting a Deathclaw. You're fighting the king of the jackals. What sounds more enticing to wearing armor? The king of the jackals? Yes, it does, because he does. He has the armor.
Yeah.
Wait.
The real question.
I'm attacking regular-ass jackal who's attacking
where is that? Regular-ass jackal.
Regular-ass jackal.
Right, regular-ass right jackal. You attack the regular-ass jackal. Yeah. You use it close range. Well, I mean, he could be close or medium, depending on what you want.
That's whichever perfect.
I think that's what I need for my.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, the anus is my laser point.
Yeah, get it.
Okay, so does that roll perception and science, or perception and energy weapons?
Yeah, it's perception energy weapons.
Frankie in the chat. There is a chat happening right now. He says we are so fucked for our next encounter. Ladies and gentlemen, this encounter is still going on. There has been a plan this whole time. So hold on to your fucking butts, because it's not done.
Okay.
I am going. Can I spend a luck point or whatever to re-roll that 20? Because that is ridiculous.
Yeah, if you have a luck point, a 4 and a 20, that's 2 successes. That's a great. You would probably earn an AP from that. Like, yeah, you can get rid of that.
Yeah. Wait, why? Okay, so why 20s. Is it 2 successes? Oh, because it's a tag. Okay, yeah.
I don't want you're tagged.
Sorry. Okay.
So you can re-roll it if you want to.
I'm actually underestimating how much AP you have with all the 20s we roll. This is absurd.
I don't get AP, I get luck points.
Luck points.
Yeah, he has
still uses
as he has bragged multiple times now. He has a lot of luck points.
I add a lot of details to the scene.
Armor.
Okay, so
you re-roll that for 15.
How many luck points covered this thing in armor?
You reload, so you get to attack. So go ahead and roll damage. Roll damage for your weapon.
Also, is it metal armor?
He's wearing the skins of the jackals. Like, he mentioned that at the very beginning, is that the king of the jackals was wearing jackal skins. Leather.
So it's leather armor, not metal armor. Gotcha.
Sorry,
I'm not trying to be reductive. Yeah,
some institute synth put ballistic weave in it and just...
I've been playing this game with you all for 2 years, and I've never had a monster so question into the existence.
Well, you'd be like, there's scary, a giant man.
Kaiju in New Orleans. Oh, over here,
level 4, and this thing is scaring the bejesus out of us.
Well, you're like whipping its butt. So, yeah, you do 3 energy damage with your laser gun with that success, Punchy. Back on the subject, you just like pump that right into the old jackal hackle, and it tackles her up, and they're all burned off because you just like melted it.
Like it?
Yes. Boom. Melted. Take that,
Hazel. Sucker. It's your turn, and then I want to be done. I want to be done with your turn. This turn for you all has been
fine. I'll make it really easy. I'm just gonna shoot it. 10 millimeters.
You're gonna shoot it, and you're not gonna question me. You're just gonna shoot the thing. Sounds great.
No, we've had enough questions. We've had enough questions.
Now we need some answers, GM. Yeah.
Now we need the answers.
One success.
One success with your 10 millimeter. Is that a close range weapon?
I was trying to shoot in the jackals that were obviously coming at me.
Sure, yeah. I'll count as success. Go ahead and roll damage because I can do that because I'm the GM. I can make up a rule on the fly. Benefit or detriment?
2 physical damage.
2 physical damage. Yeah, you attack that jackal. He's got a bullet in him now. He's walking around. He's bleeding all over the place. You know, he's probably like got a kidney rupture or something like that.
Yep. And now I will put away my gun.
All right.
Because it is metal with my bonus action.
You're right. You are very right. Okay. So now it's the hyena's turn. Or no, it's the jackal's turn. Jackals are going to go after Pep. No. Pep Hackett is not in this campaign.
Oh my god.
They're gonna
god.
Go after
they've got a way to go to get to him.
A way to walk.
Who's this sexy hot rod himbo coming up the street?
Truthfully, I do very much miss Pep. I miss him a lot. He was great.
They're gonna go after Punchy and they're gonna go after Hazel.
I'm all set.
So they're gonna They're gonna do some attacks.
Okay, we're good. Let's go. Moving on.
Right, we're gonna see if either of these hits you at close range. One gets 2 successes, so I actually get an AP from that. And I'm gonna say that this was, so I said Punchy and then Hazel. So Hazel, you're the one that got hit, unfortunately, and you receive 4 physical damage from that, and that is to your left leg. It's like a dog biting your little leg. All right, next up, this death claw. This death claw is going to go right after Frankie, right? You're there. You're punching him. Yeah, he's going to go right after him. And what he is going to do is actually...
Wait, Abel or Frankie? Abel punches. Frankie shoot.
See, this has got me all thrown off here. Now I have to go back to my...
He can't keep his GM aggro straight right now.
Yeah, deserved. I'm not. We both deserve it, but
yeah. So he's gonna try to slam on. Who are you, Abel? We're gonna slam on you.
Oh, I'm gonna
see
slammed?
If that hits at close range. Yeah, that's a 1.
Yeah,
and a 5. So that's 3 successes. That hits.
That slams.
You're gonna get hit. For 2 plus, I'm going to use a luck point and I'm going to roll 3 additional dice. And so that actually procs the effect on there, which I don't know if that's listed. It says it's on there. Yeah. So the effect was actually.
It says it's on there, huh? Okay.
On the physical. It does. It says it. Here. It's
on the
right
physical
there.
Book that you pulled the King of the Jackals from.
Slam stuns on the King of the Jackals. Heavy objects stun on the King of the Jackals.
Okay.
It seems all like right. Maybe. Claws do not. Do you take 4 physical damage to your torso?
Okay.
And you're stunned. Now, it's the storm's turn. Unfortunately, though, in this storm, the other thing you didn't consider is maybe the squirrels don't like you. And they have planted mines throughout the town, not telling you all where they are. So unfortunately, Frankie, you have stepped on a frag mine. And you're at close range, so we're going to see if that hits you. Bing bong, it does hit you for that success. And you're going to take 5 with the blast damage. There's nothing near you, but you're going
to
get hit.
I would disagree because I'm right next to the hyenas.
Well, the hyenas can take the blast damage. Yeah, I'll give them half the CD for blast damage. How does that sound? Half the CD for that. So that'd be, some 2 damage, I would say. We're not rounding up because, you know what, I'm no good at math, and I just happen to be the GM as well. It's a wonder. Next up in the storm, the storm's actually going to strike again where the can bolos ended up, and oof. Unfortunately, Frankie, you just happen to be standing on top of the corpse of the bolo jackal that was right there, so we're going to see if the thunderbolt hits you.
Jesus Christ.
Voila. It does. Does for 1 success.
Okay, as an aside, how many 1s have we collectively rolled in this encounter? Because I swear every other attack on both sides has had a 1 in it.
1. Yes. Yes. Yeah, Thunderbolt, you get 7 energy damage to that, but it's a vicious stun. So if I'm thinking correctly, that's actually, with all of those 11. Heads, that's actually 11.
Where,
and you're
where
stunned.
Does it hit? Where does it hit?
Your left arm.
Okay. That's good. So that drops it down to 7 damage.
Yeah. And then the Thunderbolt is going to strike again. Not on you, Frankie. Don't worry. You're safe this time. But it's actually going to strike the Deathclaw, who is directly near the... who is that? Is that Abel that's over there? Yeah. Since you all are kind of in close combat... you're going to take half of this. Do you take half of the damage that was done to him? This Thunderbolt does 8 energy damage.
Oh, it's also vicious.
And it's also vicious. So it does, and it's also
so it does
stuck.
13.
It does 13.
So you take that 13 halved it. Yeah. So that's 6 to your right arm. And with that, the Death Claw is dead. But the jackals are still alive, so you've got another turn.
Are we going squirrel hunting?
I'm going to kill the fuck out of the squirrels.
Scorched earth,
have some
baby.
Squirrel stew to recover
scorched
this HP.
Earth.
And recover some HP with a squirrel stew.
So it's your all's turn, and you've got 2 jackals there that are, like, maimed slightly. What do you all want to do?
Abel and I are stunned.
But you can spend AP to take a major.
Oh, that might be fun.
Yeah, so we currently have 5 AP in the pool. You can spend 2 AP to take a major.
I mean, why don't we
and
let
1
the other,
for a minor.
We can yeah, let the other 2 just attack.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, and if we need to, we can...
We can stop domineering this combat encounter.
I think Punchy wants to try the Mesmatron on these jackals. At least one of the jackals.
I think Hazel has held her own with those bolos because that death ball has eaten a lot of lightning.
No, I mean, our talking.
Oh, us shutting our mouth so David can get a moment's peace. Got it.
Yes.
Got it.
It's your turn, so you got to decide what you want to do.
Okay, so Hazel, what do you want to do on your turn?
Muted.
Oh. Wait, am I frozen? Is everyone frozen? Wait.
No, you're good. Hazel just disconnected for a moment.
There
welcome
we go.
Back.
Okay. Can you hear us?
Hazel.
Hello, Hazel.
Can you hear us? You can't hear us. Okay.
I can hear me, but I can't hear you.
Okay, we can hear you.
I have no idea why.
Well, then I will take this opportunity.
There you are.
Hello. Hey. Oh.
Here we all are again. Hello.
Hello. Now I can hear
down
you.
Down the only road we've ever known. Okay, so Hazel, what do you want to do on your turn? So we'll see who wants to go first.
I don't know. I think all that lightning made me kind of deaf. where were we?
So the Deathclaw's dead. It's just the 2 jackals left. They're both stunned, but they can take AP to kind of get out of stun. But we could also, potentially the 2 of us, could finish this fight off.
I don't know. Do we want any pet jackals?
That's what I was thinking.
We've got a little bit of a bone to pick with those squirrels too. I was thinking about it. I don't think that the Deathclaw dropped that frag grenade on top of this building. I think they were setting us up to get killed.
I say, go for a kill shot on one of them, and I'll try to mesmetron the other, and then we can try to like capture it, put it on a leash, make it a pet.
That sounds great.
Give it a gun.
I'm going to shoot the one that I already shot once in the head. Like, quick.
All right, yeah, go ahead. Do it.
Quick kill shot. Yeah. Doop, doop. Just a little bit.
Mm-mm. Zero successes. It's a miss. you missed the jackal. Punchy.
Well, all that buildup.
We'll say that Punchy thought she was actually going to succeed, because I do want to try mesmetroning.
Well, you can still mesmetron, and we can kill the other one.
Yeah, no problem.
Is mesmetron a blast weapon?
I don't think so.
I'd have to look in the.
It's got weird rules. Let me.
I did have the rules up here. Let me see if I can find them. If I can.
Was that in Winter of Adam or Settlers?
I think that was in Settlers that the Mesmatron was in. But I think I added it to your character sheet, but I'll just need to check it here.
That's right. It is on there.
Should be in gear, let's say.
It's energy weapon.
No, I did not. So, Jared, go ahead and enlighten me.
So Mesmatron energy weapon, 3 damage, has stun, and has a fire rate of 1. So it's not a blast weapon. But it does have stun as a quality. You can find the Mesmatron on page 91 of the Settler's Guide.
All right. Okay. I would really like this to work. May I use an AP to get an additional die?
Yes, sir.
Ew.
Bing, bing, boom.
You rolled your damage.
I rolled your damage first. Okay. Let me.
Yeah.
Hold on. I clicked on the wrong one.
That's like calling your home run before you swing.
Yeah.
You just click on the name of it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey!
Dang. All right. Wow. What is wow. It's like AP generation up in here.
And that, you didn't even roll the additional.
Didn't even use the
D20. So I'm going to refund us that and then just, we're.
Yeah, go ahead and roll damage for that. Mesmatron. Oh, it's up there.
He called his shot.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, you've mesmatroned this jackal. You now are the owner of a jackal.
Is that okay?
You just jackaled him. He's like nearly dead. You did enough damage to kill him, pretty much, and so you managed to proc the effect. And the rule I'm taking with the mesmatron is if you can like Pokeball capture them, like when they have 1 HP and mesmatron them, then you own them. If it's a creature. If it's a human, it's different. But if it's a creature, you own him. You got a dog and a robot son.
What if we use the power of rules?
Where's my robot son?
What if we use power of rules where we actually can capture the people?
I'm just really amused at how many other games that our DM has successfully cribbed from in this one session.
Yeah.
Like, I am legitimately impressed.
can Frankie do the honors of killing off this last jackal so we can...
Spend your AP. Go ahead and wrap it up for tonight. You know, we can pack it all up. I can go look at my, study books later and do some equations.
Hey, there's a 1 for me, finally. All right,
yeah, cool. There you go. You got a 1? Go ahead and just,
ones in this, man.
Blow this bad boy right into next Tuesday.
This is Freddy Bing, man.
The other one is Ed.
Oh my god.
That'll be 6 damage, sir.
Yeah, it's done so. It's dead. So you all have managed to solve the encounter of killing the king of the jackals, as well as gaining a new pet jackal that answers only to Punchy Bahoon. So you can add that to your collection, and once you get 6, that's your limit. And
6?
Then you gotta
6?
Go. Yeah.
Then you'll then have to go build into the bank.
We're gonna have a full dog sled team of jackals.
Oh, I'll never see those treads again.
And, you know, at the beginning of this, I was like, yeah, I don't think they'll be interested in companions. Meanwhile, it's like,
let's collect. Let's just, how many can we get?
So, Punchy, what are you calling it?
Oh, shoot. Okay, what's my robot son name? Richard Dick? Dick?
Yeah,
Dick.
Yes, Dick. Richard Dick. Yeah, pretty much.
Dick and Jane.
Give me some time. I'll think of a name for my my jackal.
Also, sure, the jackal, I wonder if the jackal, he's kind hungry. Of looks at
you. Jackal kind of looks at you, Punchy, and goes,
like, sit. It
just kind of looks at you cross-eyed.
All right, well, we let's get a leash.
Can we name him Snick?
Oh, God.
I don't know why. The name just seems to fit.
while this battle settles down, you see the squirrels kind of poking out of the walls of the other buildings. And they see you all and kind of like hide back in the walls of the buildings. And then you hear kind of like a warning siren go off. And from above in the clouds, they start to swirl and swirl, and a kind of tornado seems to be forming above you and is coming down slowly towards. I haven't named this place, but I'm gonna call it Squirrel Town for all we know. Towards that, and from the tornado, there's a kind of this like blip in it. And blipping into it, you see these kind of ropes falling down. And from the ropes, you see that riding through the tornado is the Hangman.